You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, fourth mayoral debate took place. Jolie Justice, Quentin Lucas faced off at Ruskin High School. Woo. We're going to have them on the show June 11th and 12th.
It's about a week and a half.
Gloves are officially off. There was some sparring going on, if you will, verbal sparring. Some accusations being made about Quentin, and he answered back. So we're going to talk about that when they're here in person. You can also submit your questions to KPRS.com if you've got one that you'd like to ask either or both candidates.
You know what I find is kind of crazy that I just now realized is that they see each other a lot. And they're around each other a lot, the two candidates, Quentin Lucas and Jolie Justice. And I would think that, you know, if there are, you know, harsh feelings on the previous debate, what do they do in the next debate?
Continue on.
Yeah, I know, but it would just seem kind of awkward. I don't know. But it's just a part of the process of, you know, of being one of the two candidates.
Yesterday, I got an opportunity to speak to a group of kids at Warford Elementary. Shouts out to Marquita Miller. She put this together. It was a pizza party for the kids, and we all got a chance to talk with them about our careers.
Oh, and what did you have to say? You didn't embarrass me, did you?
I didn't say nothing about you. No, I was just kidding. I did.
You are a part of me.
We're back.
And I am a part of you. This is a union.
I don't know nothing about you, young man. But Tanisha Sanders-Looney was there talking about real estate. Stacey Shaw Knows the Law was in the building.
Knows the Law.
And Nina Kimbrough. Thank you to Principal Erica Edwards. And look at these. They drew me some beautiful pictures. Yes.
That's a nice slice of pizza right there.
It said, it is great, Shay Moore. I love eating.
Yes. You gonna put that on your refrigerator?
I'm gonna put that up in here.
Your Frigidaire?
I'm gonna put it up in here. Thanks for the pizza, Shay. Thank you, for bringing who you are and being. I guess that's nice. That's sweet. That's so sweet.
How they gonna thank you for the pizza? You didn't put in on that.
You don't know what I did. I didn't, but you don't know. You didn't know that. Marquita just asked me to come talk. I didn't know there was going to be pizza, or I would have gone in, but she didn't ask me for any money. Help me, Jesus. Help me.
You didn't put in on no wings, no breadsticks, or nothing.
Oops, he grew arms and legs. Sincerely, Jeffrey. Aw, thank you.
You said Warford Elementary?
Warford, yeah.
Warford. Okay, That's right around the corner.
Hey, Charlotte. It says, Thank you, Charlotte. Dear Shay, thank you for the pizza.
Make sure you put them on your Frigidaire. Them kids worked hard on them pictures, all right?
With our class. This was the third grade class. I had the paper with the teacher's name.
Come on, get the paper. Come on, hurry up. Come on, get it.
I'm reaching for it.
We got a little time. It's okay.
I'm reaching for it, son.
Good. There you go. All right, you reached it. There you go. Get them iPods, them AirPods out the way.
Shut up. Okay, it was Miss Potter.
Miss Potter, what's happening?
I talked to the third grade class, and then the next one, it was another third grade class I talked to right after that. Mm-hmm. And that was Ash Jez.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the teachers working hard. Y'all about to get your little vacation on. I see y'all teachers.
Yes, y'all. Yeah. School is great. It took me back to being a kid.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm going to put this up. We don't really have an office or a desk or nothing, but I may just put this up in here.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Mostly sunny and pleasant. Clear 60 right now in Raytown. Shade, what's popping?
R. Kelly has been charged with 11 new counts of sexual abuse.
Good Lord.
According to CNN, an Illinois grand jury indicted the singer on 11 new charges in his sexual assault and sexual abuse case on yesterday. The charges include 4 new felonies that carry a maximum of 30 years in prison. 8 of the alleged incidents took place between January 1st, 2010 and January 31st, 2010. The other 3 indigents allegedly happened, incidents that is, allegedly happened between January 1st, 2010 and January 31st, 2010.
Yeah, they ain't gonna stop till they get him.
Whew. Yeah. YG is speaking out about mental health. He revealed that filmmaker Scott Budnick, you know who that is?
No, ma'am.
That he has helped him with his mental health struggles.
His whole thing is like mental health and talking to people and all that, because he told me some like a man's brain is not fully developed until you like 26. So he like a lot of things that men do, like when you young, you ain't even fully developed, so you don't really know what you're doing. And it's like, okay, I feel that. I hear you. I ain't really know what mental health was at first. And then he was just talking to me about it. And he was just telling me like, have you ever felt like you a man? So when you go through you ain't got to talk to nobody about it because you a man. And I'm like, hell yeah, you ain't supposed to talk to nobody about it because you got to take that. He like, nah, see, that's the problem. That's the problem in the communities. Y'all don't want to talk to nobody about nothing because y'all feel like y'all man, so y'all got to deal with it. But then that come and it up your mind and your brain and how you doing certain. And I'm like, damn, bro, like, that's crazy. That's facts. That's how it really happened. And it be all because it's like, I'm a man, so, like, I got to do this. Like, I got to move like this. And he's like, nah, that's not right.
You ain't lying.
Do you feel like that, Brian?
Absolutely.
I'm a man. Absolutely. I'm a man.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I do feel like that.
An unreleased demo of Pusha T's Daytona record, What Would Meek Do, surfaced on the net this week. New version features some new lyrics from your guy, Kanye West.
It ain't my guy. It's still on Do Not Disturb. Mm-hmm.
Took a couple little shots at J. Cole. Yay, how do you respond? I am the Don of Wu-Tang. This is an Alec exclusive. I am the Sean of Sean John. That's the boss. This is the vibe with some time. I'm too complex for complex time. This is an Alec exclusive. Don't leak.
Okay. He mad because J. Cole got in his tail on false prophets. I mean, just J. Cole has been in his bag. Okay. Kanye don't want none of that.
No, he got time to write these raps. He ain't cutting his hair no more. He ain't shaving.
Yeah, J. Cole.
He got time to write.
He got time today, cuz.
All that extra time in the barbershop. You can't be creative.
Kanye out here being a false prophet.
So look, much anticipated new song from Cardi B called Press.
Uh-oh.
First time being played in Kansas City, the Morning Grind coming up has it at 7:07.
Woo! Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I am mad because I paid this landlord over $2,000 to move in the house. His name is and never moved me in the house at the beginning of the month and never wants to give me my money back. Like, I am pissed off.
You supposed to move in May 1st or June 1st? Because June 1st ain't here
May 2nd. And he ain't gave me my money back. He ain't moved me in no house. And then gave me a bogus address.
You didn't check the house out first?
Look, I didn't check the house out. By the time I get to the house and everything, it been switched up.
Dang, girl, this happened when I was in college, but it was a much smaller scale. I had went to Bojangles, and so when I pulled up, the lady passed me my food first, and she didn't take the money. And so I said to her, I'ma hate to do this to you, but this is the lesson you're gonna have to learn today. Get the money before you give up the food. You supposed to see in the house before you gave them the money.
I know, right?
So you ran off?
Oh, yeah, I ran off on that.
You ran off with chicken and biscuits?
Yes,
Bojangles.
I ran off on that. I sure did. Yes, I did. I had to teach my young sister a lesson, you know, so she would not make this mistake again.
Listen, ma'am, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. That house got roaches in it. He ain't cleaned it up. He ain't did none of that, too.
If she's spending $2,000 to get it, it ain't got no roaches.
Okay, we'll see. Why she ain't moved in yet?
Right.
Uh-huh. Do you got kids, girl?
I got two and one on the way.
Okay, so Brian got an extra room. I don't know if you want to go stay over there till you can get this stuff together.
No, I don't.
But you do too,
Brian. You better make some room over there.
He got a basement.
Ma'am.
Oh, look, we could take the basement.
It floods down there, and you got to put in on these groceries, all right?
I got you.
What's your name?
My name is Ronisha Carson.
All right, girl. I hope you get everything straight away. We've been laughing and joking, but seriously, we hope you get it fixed.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Have a good day.
Listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Unified Government's Board of Commissioners in Wyandotte County voted 6-3 to repeal the pit bull restriction. The ban had been in place for nearly 30 years. Now y'all can bring your pit bulls back out.
You know, it was a bad stigma about pit bulls, right? That they were violent, but yeah.
They are.
Oh, okay.
A pit bull will snatch your face off.
There are some nice pit bulls too, Shay.
They just have an aggressive strain in them, and
you know who you sound like?
Who?
Somebody who doesn't like a particular race.
No, it's not the same thing, boo. That's not the same thing. These are animals. Humans have reason. These are animals.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to be more aggressive. And I've been around pit bulls. My boyfriend, that's all he has is pit bulls.
Mm-hmm. Well, you better stay away from KCK then, because they don't like you. The pit bulls, that is.
They'll be all right. Just because it was a ban don't mean that people didn't have pit bulls. Right?
Oh, yeah, you're definitely right about that. Yeah.
So, I mean, pit bull lovers, I don't want to hear it, so... Just FYI.
Oh my God.
What?
You don't want to hear it.
It's pit bulls on the court last night. Game 1, NBA Finals, Raptors, Warriors. Yeah. Kawhi Leonard, Steph Curry. What up, though?
Man, it went down last night, but there was an unsung hero in this game by the name of Pascal Siakam. He balled out last night, Shay.
That pass from Curry. Siakam with the finish down the other end. He's got 10 points in the quarter. Timeout, Golden State.
He is staying in front of Klay Thompson and getting him out of rhythm.
Curry trying to draw contact again. Had the shot blocked. Here comes Siakam. Sidestep. Layup is good. Wow, what a quarter for Siakam.
Toronto in their first NBA Finals ever. Take game one.
And Toronto will dribble it out. The Raptors in the franchise's first appearance in the NBA Finals get the victory here in Game 1.
118-109, Game 2 will be on Sunday in Toronto. And I don't know if you saw this, but Drake was just being his regular lame self last night, trying to put himself in the basketball game, and him and Draymond Green had some words.
Now you saw some talking there between Drake and Draymond Green.
Draymond should have stole on him, to be honest.
So if the Chiefs went to the Super Bowl.
I can't be on the field.
That's because we ain't got no end. He clearly does. So if we had the end.
If he had a football team, he wouldn't be on the field either.
If we had the end and you were down there, you wouldn't be out there smash mouthing?
I would, but I ain't Drake, though. He lame. I'm not.
That's your half-mixed brethren.
Nah,
I don't like that's him. Your mixed brethren.
He's fraudulent. Until he respond to Pusha T, he's always going to be in that category.
There was a certain light-skinned young man that tweeted last night that Toronto was not going to win. I don't know who that was, but it's in black and white for the whole world to see.
It was me. I did it. It was me. I was wrong. Sue me. Okay?
I will.
Sue me.
I will. Be called Judge Judy.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Shouts out to all them good daddies out there.
Going bowling with my daddy on Father's Day.
Yes! Come on!
Shout out to CJ the DJ. Oh, man.
Even bigger shout out to all the zaddies.
Oh, God.
Hmm?
Here we go.
No.
Good morning, y'all. It's 7:10 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. It'll be pleasant, sunny. Right now, you're clear to 62 in Grandview.
B, do you feel like it's easier to text people than to actually call them?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's definitely in my lane of communication now.
A licensed clinical psychotherapist, Dr. Leslie Wish, says that if someone calls you and then you hit the ignore, but then text right back.
Mm-hmm.
It could just be an habitual quirk that they just so used to doing that.
Or I don't feel like talking to you. It could be that. But sometimes it could be, you know, off of, you know, something that you're used to doing.
She goes on to say that it's a way to control their time when they text and respond when they want to.
Yeah, because when you're talking on the phone, you have to always be thinking, always be listening. Sometimes I just don't feel like doing all that. I want to, you know, I'm watching TV. My attention is there, and it's more convenient to text sometimes.
I prefer to talk so we can get everything out the way and I can move on.
Yes, you
like
do.
This 2 hours of back and forth texting. Mm-hmm. No. That's too much for me. I don't want to be engaged with anybody that long. Okay. I will text things like on my way, pulling up, come outside.
Little stuff.
Yes. Not full feelings, emotions. No.
Oh, man. Hey, and to your point, some things can be lost in translation.
Boy, look.
You know, yeah. Like, you could be like, thank you. And then somebody could take it as, thank you.
That has happened to me more than once. Yeah. I'm like, big sis, are you having a bad day? Because all I said was thank you. I wasn't trying to be funny.
It's the way you texted it.
Exactly.
You said thank you. But then it's like sometimes you just don't feel like being on the phone, talking to somebody for 30, 40 minutes when, you know, you could just text, you know, for about 10 minutes and it'd be over.
I wonder if this is like an age range. So I'm making like a little pie chart right now. Hold on.
Okay.
And we're going to find out. That. Okay. So one line. Got ages. We're going to find out the ages.
Okay.
Then we're going to find out if you like to text. Here's another cell. All
right.
And then phone call. So we're going to find out, first of all, how old you are, if you prefer texting or phone call, and we're going to do an impromptu people poll.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
723. Look for highs in the mid-80s today. Mostly sunny and pleasant. Sunny is 61. Right now it's 635 in state. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Gemini friends. I don't know, I got stuck right there.
You sure did.
Rapper Azealia Banks is 28 years old today.
Moving on.
You ain't gonna play nothing?
No.
She has a movie on Netflix I watched on Sunday. It's called Love, Beats, and Rhymes. Your baby Jill Scott was in it.
Yeah, boy.
It was actually pretty good.
I watch it just for her.
You know, Jill, her boobs were so voluptuous,
yes,
in this
Lord.
Film.
Yes, don't tease me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jill, yes.
It's a lot to carry all that around.
That's
just
cool.
I want you to know.
Y'all
that.
Can do it. Just brave it for the day. When you get home, you'll get rewarded for that, all right?
No, it's a lot. Yeah. You know, I wanted to be a double Dutch star.
Too
until
bad.
My growth spurt
you
hit.
You be all right.
And I couldn't jump no more because it hurt.
You were made to make delicious cakes and pies and stuff.
Daryl DMC McDaniels,
my
member
dog.
Of Run DMC, is 55 today.
That's my dog.
And rapper Waka Flocka Flame is 33.
Hey, I put my money up.
Damn.
Now I can't re-up.
You don't do Kid Frost.
Just to get who that?
Happy birthday, everybody born on May 31st.
So the Chicago police have released documents in the Jussie Smollett case. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of pages of arrest reports, intake records, supplementary detective logs that were sealed following the prosecution's decision to drop charges against the actor and close the case. So the media have asked for some videos. They're going to go over that. We probably will know more about what's in those reports next week.
Oh, boy.
So 50 Cent, he needs his money by Monday.
That's right.
In every situation.
I
it doesn't
too.
Matter.
Mm-hmm.
So his co-star Rotimi, 50 accused him of owing him $300,000.
What you need to borrow $300,000 for?
He got stuff he got
to
do.
I can understand $50 or something like that, but $300,000, that's, you just go to the bank, fam.
But to 50 Cent, $300,000 is our $50.
Making that real money.
Yeah, okay.
And Rotimi said, I don't owe him no money. What is he talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's admitting that he does owe him money, that he gave him a payment of $100,000.
Cap.
and that he'll give him the rest once some of his royalties come on in.
Cap, 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 cap.
He ain't lying.
Mm. Somebody told a lie one day.
You thought for sure yesterday after that video. He said it with such conviction.
He did.
You're a liar.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes people be back in that corner, boy. Mm-hmm. They come out lying.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Lots of folks tend to text now more than actually talking on the phone. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the people who still want to hear your voice.
I'm pretty sure there are some young people who have a whole relationship and they never talk on the phone.
Oh, my niece is one of those.
Oh, man.
I'm like, how can you convince me to move forward in the bases without actually talking to me? Or
you can text somebody out of the drawers.
It's happening every day, but I don't know how. How though? I don't understand. There's nothing you can text me.
I mean, listen, some young ladies, they are they can be convinced with certain images and, you know, you get your Bitmoji with the heart in it, you know, and you send it to them. And
then I also need to hear the person's engagement on the phone, right? So if you don't want to be bothered, you could tell by the tone, you know, if the person is listening.
Hello.
Right, but we can't tell that through text.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you? Oh, you don't want to be bothered today. I'm cool. Okay, bye.
Exactly.
I get it.
So we decided to do a little impromptu people poll. First of all, the first cell is your age right here. Mm-hmm. Second cell is, do you like to text? Third cell is, do you prefer phone calls? And then we're going to gather all of this data. We're scientists.
Ah, good morning.
I would rather text.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 33.
When does the time call for you to actually talk to somebody on the phone?
Only concerning business or emergencies with family. Everybody else text me.
Ah, okay. All right, what's your name?
Capri.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. 103, good morning.
My name is Michelle, and I'm 46. And I prefer a phone call over a text. Text messages are so impersonal. You can't get the true deliverance within that message.
Right, I got to hear your voice to see if you lying. Like, if there be extra breath in your throat, no, I ain't do that. No, that wasn't me, girl. If I hear that little in your throat, you're lying.
All right, absolutely. Michelle. Well, thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I'm reading a couple of other relationship and phone call surveys and data. Mm-hmm. More relationships last even after their partners go through their phone than not.
He ain't lying.
You ever had anybody go through your phone?
No. Thank God.
You ain't been serious with nobody recently then?
Nope.
Yeah.
Not since 2012. Early 2012.
Yeah. And if the phone is in the other person's name.
No.
That's another. You can't say nothing. You
can't get caught up with like
mm-hmm.
that.
So why some folks ignore your call but then text you right back is the subject of today's people poll.
Sometimes, Shay, it's about circumstance. You could be doing something. You could be in a meeting. There's a lot of things to be going on as to why you can't answer the phone at that time. But you don't want to leave that person hanging, so you just text them like, hey, I'm doing something right now.
Experts say some people do it because they want to control their time.
Yeah, that too.
And when they respond, they don't feel like responding right now.
Mm-hmm.
So far, more people want to talk on the phone than text from the phone calls that we've taken.
Mm.
So the ages run 22 to 46 for phone calls.
Okay.
And the ages are 22 to 33 text.
Okay. Continue collecting that data.
I will. What do you say?
I'm 23 and I text more than I call. But my boyfriend's 22 and he definitely would rather call.
Okay.
I don't know why, 20. But he'd rather get it out the way.
Me too, so you can move on with your life. I don't want to be tethered to anybody for 2 hours about...
He would call and then talk and talk and talk and call the next person and talk. I'm like, what the f***?
Is he a Gemini?
He a Leo.
Okay, that's Brian. Yeah. All right, I get it.
You know, we the best, but anyway, who is this?
Stardust.
All right, Stardust, thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
103, good morning.
I actually prefer calling an individual. Sometimes, like, when I go past the third message, I just feel like, you know, it's just better for us to end up just start conversating by phone. Some stuff, you don't want to be texting it all out. Unless, you know, I understand sometimes some people may be at work, you know, and they can't be all on their phone and stuff like that, because I used to work some office jobs that was like that. But other than that, I just prefer to call an individual. I prefer to hear your voices where, you know, I know how you're doing, know how you're feeling, and then after that, once we said what we need to say, we can just part ways.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 31.
31, got it.
Okay, well, thank you for your call. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Bye. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian B. Shannon sitting at his desk, getting his paper back from the teachers, has a grade on it.
Uh-oh.
Instead of just a regular F, the teacher writes, WTF is this?
I've had some doozies in my day, but I've never experienced that.
A Florida high school teacher, that's what she put on one of her students' paper, and his mama mad. Damn.
What grade?
I don't know, in high school.
No. That ain't a big deal. It's other things we could be worried about. All right, we having these F4 and F3 tornadoes around here. Come on, fam.
But that's another F, though, B. WTF. And then she wrote, absolutely no credit.
I don't mind that. If I had a kid and the teacher wrote that on my kid's paper, I'd be like, so... And then you can see on the paper what the kid did or not did, or what they didn't do. So, yeah, I'm in agreeance with the teacher. Now what? They get enough grief as it is.
He mama said, quote, I think for sure she needs to be reprimanded. I believe that something
what?
Should be placed in her file.
So you ain't never cussed around your kid? Is that what you trying to say?
I think people don't expect the teacher to say WTF to the students.
Teacher just keeping it real, fam. They just keeping it real. They go through a lot. They're not getting paid what they supposed to get paid. Give them some slack. Teachers is the last people we should be hard on, in my opinion.
You think that's being hard, though?
Yes. What she need to be reprimanded for? She didn't curse.
She didn't curse. You're right.
Mm-hmm. What she do that was inappropriate?
That's inappropriate to me, though.
So that kid don't ever use that acronym?
I don't know. So what if he had written that on back to her? Would that be disrespectful?
Yes, because that's a grown lady.
Okay.
You know, growing up in our households, it don't go both ways.
Right.
You're grown.
But she's a teacher and a professional. Should she really be writing that?
She's keeping it real. She was frustrated. Like, fam, I've been sitting here teaching you this whole time, and this is what you give me? This is what you give me? This right here. I'm wasting my time teaching you. This is what you turned in, fam.
I could tell you got yelled at as a kid because you got that down.
Every day.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822. Look for highs in the mid-80s today. Mostly sunny and pleasant right now. Mostly sunny at 62 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade was popping.
CNN is reporting an Illinois grand jury indicted R. Kelly on 11 new charges in his sexual assault and sexual abuse case on yesterday.
Wow.
The charges include 4 new felonies that carry a maximum of 30 years in prison.
Another one.
Yeah. Offset won't be charged in that phone smacking incident that took place in Sandy Springs Target store.
Thank God.
Apparently, this young man ran down on him in Target and was videoing Offset.
Mm-hmm.
And then reports came out that this young man had actually done that before.
Uh-huh. A repeat offender. Y'all better leave these celebrities alone, fam. They got a life, too. And I understand you take on a certain life when you are famous. But still, come on, dog.
It's because of these young people who want to get these videos is the reason why he is famous.
Yeah. But they got to live a life, too, though.
I get it. But you can't smack people's phone out their hand.
Depending on what you catch me doing.
Woo! Youngin!
You calling up the main line with that kind of foolishness?
So we were supposed to interview Octavia Spencer today.
For real?
Yeah, we were.
Oh.
Rich set it up, but it ain't happening. Instead, they sent us this, her talking about her new movie, Mob, which is in theaters today.
I play Sue Ann, also known as Mom. What I like about Sue Ann is she's unassuming when you first meet her, just like everybody else. But the thing about it is you don't know what people are actually going through or have been through. So your encounter with them is based on their life experiences. So you hope that everybody has great life experiences.
Mm, I ain't seen good reviews about that movie, by the
really?
Way. Really? Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. People on Twitter just been trashing it a little bit.
I want to go see it now just to see. We had an advanced screening on Tuesday. But I think I was busy.
Yeah,
something
you was
going
doing
on.
Something. You,
that was
it was
that
doing
was
something
no.
With your mouth.
No.
I'm talking about no.
Hold up,
no,
fam.
The dentist. You was at the dentist, right?
That's the no. I was not on Tuesday, and then but that was the day that the tornado happened. So,
ah, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to ask her about her role in Bad Santa. Mm-hmm. You remember her in that movie? She was playing the street walker.
I have opted out of this conversation at this point based upon that last comment. I'm done with this. So
you didn't go to the dentist this week?
Hit the traffic, man. Hit the.
You didn't go to the dentist this week, fam? Huh? You just gonna sip your coffee? I hope it's not good to you.
You're doing something with your mouth.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.